WX and WVIP HD4 New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where Brandy gets practical as well as personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. And today, do we have a treat for you. We have as my special guest and camaraderia, or comrade, Mr. T.J. McCormick, who you've seen on the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Hannity, Fox and Friends, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Willis.
Lady!
Hey! Hello, hello. And all sorts of many shows. You've also seen him on CNN. He's a great talking head, and he talks about all things political with a comical bent to it. And so we're going to be hearing from him and getting his take on the debate tonight on CNN. But if this is your first journey here on Brand Talk, this show is all about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand that you are truly meant to be. And during the hour, I want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems, and I know that that's going to happen even more so because on my side we have T.J. McCormick, so that you can take these gems to the marketplace so that you can go brand yourself. And the okay. And this show is a call-in show where we want to hear from you. And in the interest of full disclosure, occasionally I'm going to have some callers who I've asked to call in so that you have a full range of what we do here on Brand Talk and you can appreciate some issues that we want or can, in fact, discuss. And so if you'd like to give us a call and about your brand, you can do that at 914-636-0110. This is WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And or you can email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And for our winner and loser, we're going to be talking about Jeremy Lin. And we're going to also talk about, since we're talking about the debate, and I have the question of the day that I'm going to get you to everybody to think about. Since we're going to have a debate tonight, the Republican debate, I'm going to talk about Mitt Romney and what he has to do and some tips of what you as listeners and viewers should be looking for at this debate so that you can become brand professionals, or you can become so that you can use the mistakes that they make so that you don't make them. See, and that's what we like to do here on Brand Talk, give you a unique take on what these brands are in fact doing. And I have a question that I'm going to save for a little later into the show that should get everybody to say, aha, I'm beginning to understand what this Dr. Tantillo means by a brand and what these candidates have to do from a branding perspective, and as well as our good friend Jeremy Lin and what he's done for me. I haven't watched a basketball game in over 40 years.
Wow.
And I watched the game on Sunday, And it was really, it was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The Saturday they played Dallas, right?
Right. That was Sunday.
That was Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great game.
Yeah.
Absolutely great game. And what a great kid he is. And and it also makes me excited about youth. I always say, TJ, that I like to be around young people because they keep you young.
Mm-hmm.
And the enthusiasm and the... what I would call the excitement of this guy really makes it worthwhile. So if you want to talk about Jeremy Lin, what you think our friend or not friend Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or Santorum has to do tonight, it's from a brand perspective. Let's talk about it from a brand perspective. Not from a political perspective. It's 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. We are going to be talking to TJ McCormick. You've seen him on Fox Business. You've seen him on Fox News. You've also seen him on CNN. You've seen him all over the place. He writes for the Fox Forum. Give us a call or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com, 914-636-0110, so that we can get your opinions on what you think is going to happen tonight. And what I like to do is I like to talk to you. Can we talk? Can we talk? I want to talk to you about this holiday that we had just the other day called President's Day. Now, I think you can remember, TJ, that when you were coming up, or at least when I was a kid, it was called either Lincoln's birthday, which was the 12th of February, and it was Washington's birthday on the 22nd.
Each of them had their own
Each of them had their own day. And I cannot, the reason I'm talking about this is my political mentor, somebody who taught me everything and anything about politics, as Cliff Wilson. He's a very, very dear friend of mine, and I think he's a political genius and just really, really, really astute guy. And he has a blog that he does, and I like to think that I kind of motivated him to do that because I started and I said, Cliff, you got to do it. You taught me everything I know. You got to go do it.
Right.
And he wrote this blog on and the name of the blog, and if you want to get the blog, it's very convoluted, backslashing. Just go to Brand Talk group page, and I have a link
to his
website where you can get the blog.
Sure.
And the name of the blog is President's Day, the holiday that celebrates no one.
Ah, I got to tell you, that strikes me. That's exactly how it feels on that Monday now. It feels like a non-specific. Because are we celebrating Bill Clinton too? Are we celebrating Warren G. Harding? Is this who we're celebrating as well? Or the two preeminent men, one who gave birth to this nation, the other one who saved it?
Well, the geniuses, according to Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, if you want to get in on this discussion, we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or you can email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. We have TJ McCormick on the line with us.
Yeah.
And he's in the studio. And he's my right-hand man, my left-hand man, my partner, my everything today. But according to what Cliff was saying, they got to the point, the geniuses, I like to call them geniuses, that all the presidents.
Right.
Every president you want to know, everyone you want to know, should be included on President's Day.
Yeah.
And what happens? You dilute the two greats.
Jimmy Carter does not deserve a holiday.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I
think that's his point.
I'll cut that out. Don't get me involved with it. I'm the brand guy.
I'm not a political guy. I think that's what Cliff was saying.
Yeah, well, yes. Now, hold on.
Go ahead.
So he thinks that there should be, and this should get some get the phone lines.
Yeah.
That scoreboard's going to be lined up when I mention what he
definitely participate in this. If you're thinking something, call us and say it.
That's right, at 914-636-0110.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But by the way, we're going to talk about the debate. We're going
to
talk about Romney. We're
going to
talk about Lynn.
A lot
of things we're going to talk about today.
A lot of brands.
A lot of brands. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so he says that there should be 2 days.
Right.
There should be 1 day where we, in fact, state Washington and Lincoln and celebrate those 2 days.
Yes.
Because he did read my book, People Buy Brands Not Companies.
Uh-huh,
right?
Right.
And I mean, here's a great example or great application
of
it. What's President's Day? It has no reference. But if you say Lincoln or you say Washington, there is a reference point, right?
Well, you know, John, the other thing that, and maybe this will, you know, I'm all about participation. I'm all about phone calls. And I'm also about being honest. I think there's an interesting thing here about the brand of the United States of America.
Okay.
Which comes into play in this case.
Yes.
The reason that we consolidated President's Day also had something to do with a little too much, in my opinion, political correctness, which brought us to a couple of other things.
Right.
And I think that we should give at least these two men their due.
Right.
And I look, Washington and Jefferson? There's a university, it's Washington and Jefferson University. We can have Washington Lincoln Day. We can have Lincoln Washington Day, absolutely, where we celebrate those two men in particular. And I think that's where it has to end. We can have a President's Day, that's great. Martin Luther King deserved his day.
Right.
I just don't think that we needed to sacrifice one of these 2 days to accommodate the other one.
Well, this is the words and wisdom of T.J. McCormick. You can hear him every Sunday night.
Yeah, that's right.
On the radio.
That's right.
What time?
9 o'clock Eastern on latalkradio.com.
There you go.
Not a competitor of WVOX. It's an online show.
There you go. All right. You got it. Okay. So if you'd like to get into this conversation, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Now, here is the real kicker.
Yeah.
So Cliff, at the end of this wonderful post, suggests that just maybe we should add another two presidents to another day.
Okay.
And it could be in any other month, but
right,
there should be praise of.
Okay, can I take, want me to take a guess?
Yes.
FDR?
FDR and the other one.
John F. Kennedy?
No.
Okay. FDR and
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. Well, I'm all
How
I'm
do you
on
like
board
that?
With that.
Well, but could
I'm
you
on
see
board.
The fighting? Go on, then.
Talk about lighting
a fuse. I mean, really. But
talk about lighting
so
a fuse.
Do you think what we should do is have another day celebrated to two great presidents?
Look.
FDR, who some people believe saved capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think things were lefty now,
right,
they were really left in the 1930s
when
it was an experiment.
Sure.
Now we know that the experiment doesn't work,
right,
as evidenced by the Soviet Union and China.
Absolutely.
But in the 1930s, there was it was an experiment.
Yeah.
Okay, because, the problem with socialism and the problem with communism is human nature.
Absolutely.
It just does not, and I could talk about that from a psychological perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about from a political perspective.
Right.
People are self-interested. It just doesn't work.
Sure. Which could actually also be said as a conservative myself. I can also very easily say that about conservatism, because what do they say? The problem with capitalism is the capitalist. The problem with liberalism is liberalism.
Right.
But
now, send your emails to T.J. McCormick.
The views expressed on this side of the table.
I am just a simple brand man. But go ahead.
But I think it jibes with what you're saying. I think you know, and I think it's incumbent upon me to be intellectually honest and say that you know, when it comes to conservatism and ultra capitalism, the self interests of a capitalist run wild are just as detrimental right. as the idea of somebody who wants to right. strip us of all our individuality and just have us become a communal nation of socialists.
Yes.
You know?
That's you're listening to T.J. McCormick. Mm. You've seen him on Fox Business, Fox mm-hmm. News. He's got his own radio show streamed on the internet Sundays, 9 o'clock at latalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a ring. See if you'd like to get involved in this discussion that we're having. 914-636-0110. It's about President's Day and whether or not we should have an additional day.
I've always thought
Roosevelt,
that.
Yes.
I've always thought that about Roosevelt.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought. I mean, look. Love or hate some of the social programs. Love or hate the D after his name. And let's face it, the Democrat Party of yesteryear, just like the Republican Party of yesteryear. It's everything's different now. It's they're apples and oranges.
Yeah.
So that notwithstanding, that man rallied this nation. You know what he shares? You know what part of the brand he shares with Ronald Reagan? Was he inspired?
Oh,
he inspired. Yeah. That is a guy that when you watch this man, when I'm a real World War II junkie, and when I watch his speeches, when I see him rally this nation, there could not have been a question in anybody's mind when they gathered around that zenith or that or whatever radio they had at the time. When they gathered around that big oak-paneled, vacuum-tubed edifice in their living room and listened to the scratchy voice coming through, the only thing we have to fear is fear. There had to be goosebumps from coast to coast. There, I believe, was no doubt in any American's mind that we were going to win that war.
Yes. Well,
here we go.
TJ, we have a real fan of the show,
mm-hmm.
Vince, that we like to bring on online and find out what he has to say. Vince, what do you have to say? Great to hear from you, kiddo.
Well, maybe we can have 43 President Days, and I won't have to work at all.
There you go.
So that's one thought.
Well, it might be able to be done in the summertime. Maybe we could do that. But go ahead, Vince.
But here's sure. one little comment or two. I don't know if I would put FDR on my list. Naturally, he went through so many tough times. But my grandfather was a tailor in East Harlem. And during the Depression, and I remember him telling me a story that there were some rules put into effect, I don't know, by somebody in under the FDR administration that told my grandfather how much he could charge for a suit. And
wow.
There were all kinds of price regulations and everything else going on back in the 30s. Like you say, flirting with socialism.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I did notice, if you look at some of the highlight reels of when Obama got sworn in the first time,
yes,
standing behind him on the Capitol portico or whatever that was, I think was, who was that guy in the FDR, Harold Ickes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His son
yes.
or grandson?
His son. Standing right behind
yep.
behind Obama.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That scared the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you.
Him taking that oath scared the heck out of me. Go ahead.
Well, getting into the concept of the bigger, larger government, FDR did not get us out of the Depression, as we know. The World War II did.
World War
that.
II did, sure. It facilitated
yeah, and,
it. Yeah.
You know, unemployment was still in the high teens when the war started.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even getting worse back in the late 30s.
Right.
But, you know, I think what he did do, just like what some of my other friends in the Democratic side of the world do, they're very good with media.
Right.
And he took full advantage of this relatively new instrument, the radio, and use that for great success politically. I think some of his overreaching in federal regulation was really very disastrous for the country. Trying to ramrod his judges into the Supreme Court was tantamount to a political coup that nobody really spends much time talking about.
Yeah, but
even his friends in the Democratic Party, who are more than happy to go along with the growth of government spending and stuff, could not stand for that.
Yeah, well, Vince, you said, Vince, you brought up something very noteworthy, and that was that he was able to communicate, and he was able to use the medium. And that's what we do on Brand Talk.
Well,
I'm not
exactly
so much getting into the dynamics of what the legislation, what I'm trying to get at as, and a little bit later, we are going to be able to dissect from a branding and marketing perspective what you're going to see happen tonight at the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
that's
I'm not
the
sure, but
okay.
FDR was a genius. The, the picture with him with the cigarette in the holder, that regal appearance, it gave confidence to people in many ways.
Yes.
And that voice on the radio, like you said, many people still think of the president as a king, and there is that king worship mentality, you know, but it really all came together for him, and, you know, like I say, my father was a kid in the Depression. My grandfather had a business. But I do remember that story, that he couldn't charge more. I forget what the price was.
Right.
But he actually got something in the mail from some government agency saying that due to the law, something or other, this is what you can charge for your suits.
I'm going to have to look that up. Vince, thanks
right. Nice
again.
Talking with you again.
Always a pleasure, Vince.
Have a great day, Vince.
Okay. And that was our friend Vince. Always love hearing from Vince, and we'd love to hear from you. Maybe it's FDR. Maybe it's Ronald Reagan.
Maybe it's Millard Fillmore.
Maybe it's Millard.
We could have some.
I did not know.
I did not know. We could have some Millard Fillmoreites out there who just want us to have a Millard Fillmore day.
That's right, and we could talk about Millard Fillmore.
Sure.
Okay. Or any of those greats.
William Howard Taft.
The biggest man
the biggest man ever in the world. Yes.
They had to put in a different tub.
Yes, they
did.
He
was so he was so big. That's anyway, 914-636-0110. That's TJ McCormick,
hello.
John Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And or you can email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And now what we're going to do, TJ, is we're going to get into my winner and loser of the week.
Love that.
And each week I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that we can implement the takeaways into one's brand life. And so without any further ado, let's talk about our winners and losers of the week. And I think what we want to talk about first is the winner, and how could we not talk? How could we not talk about Jeremy Lin?
Mm-hmm.
He is just fantastic. He is wonderful. He, as I said, he got me to watch basketball.
Right.
And I haven't watched a basketball game in probably over 40 years. This is a true story.
Yeah.
This is a true story. Yeah. And I'm not name dropping.
Okay.
But I will say this. Can I think I could say this. Okay. I hadn't seen a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Should I mention his name? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I hadn't seen Bill O'Reilly in a long, long time.
Okay.
And I had reached out to him, and he said, Tantillo, let's get together. We'll go to a Knick game.
Ah.
And I emailed him back. I emailed his assistant, his administrative assistant, marketing back. And I said, I just can't do it. And you know there were going to be floor seats.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I just can't do it. I just can't go to a basketball game. I just couldn't do it. If it was a baseball game,
may I please tell you what you do the next time?
You call me. But it wasn't that kind of.
It was, okay.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. I mean, I hadn't seen him in a long time. I didn't want to be,
all razzle dazzle.
You know what I'm saying?
You,
I wanted something quiet.
Your brand.
Yes.
John doesn't see somebody in a long time. John wants to go get a really fabulous table at a fabulous restaurant and linger for 3 hours and catch up.
That's
not dodge autograph hounds and crazy music and 8-foot guys with tattoos.
That's right.
I'm with you on that.
That's exactly right. But I mean, looking back, I just wanted to tell you how uninspired I was to watch a basketball game, even in the live.
Right.
But this kid, Jeremy Lin, did it.
Johnny's having that effect on everybody, okay. John. Ratings are through the roof.
All right. And, what I said, very interesting. What is the reason for this?
What is the reason for this turmoil?
I don't know. And I started to think about it.
Yeah.
And I came up with the call you effect. Okay.
The what effect?
The call you. C as in connectivity.
Uh-huh.
This is what it is. He connects with people. A for attractiveness. He's an attractive personality.
Mm-hmm.
L for longevity.
Right.
He'll be doing this as long as he performs. L as in likability.
Right.
U as in uniqueness.
Uh-huh.
He goes to Harvard. Okay.
Very unique. Right. And you know what? And I'll put the wrinkle in there. And uniqueness in terms of his background. It is absolutely a unique position to have an Asian man in the. It's just is what it is. I think that speaks to the uniqueness of it. Go ahead.
And that's it. That's the call of that. So it's C for connectivity.
Right.
A for attractiveness. L for longevity. L for likability. And U as for uniqueness. This is a way we can assess the robustness.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me get my teeth cracked out. Of the brand. And this is how we can analyze whether or not a brand is going to be effective or not. And I think he did a great job. And like I said, I think if I'm any indicator of what he can do, I think that's a pretty darn good thing to come about.
He has had an impact that has been so far-reaching. John, he has his own self, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm going to paraphrase. Hundreds of millions of dollars in trickle-down impact. Everything from sales of items and goods. We'll get back to that in a second.
Okay. Well, on the second half of the show,
we're
going to talk about Mitt Romney, what he's got to do tonight, and some inside takes of how you can be a brand marketer.
World and national news 3 times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissiera. The White House unveiling its proposal to overhaul the corporate tax system.
The federal code features one of the highest top rates in the world at 35%. The administration would cut that to 28%. Few businesses pay the current 35% rate using a wide variety of tax deductions to lower their contributions. The administration is proposing cutting or eliminating a host of business deductions, so much so that officials say the corporate community overall would contribute more tax revenue to the government.
Rich Edson with the Fox Business Network. 8 more bodies found in the wreckage of a cruise ship that crashed last month off the coast of Italy, and there may be more people held responsible.
It's apparently not just Captain Francesco Schettino who could be charged in the January shipwreck in Italy in which more than 30 people died. Italian officials have now placed 7 others under investigation.
Fox's Greg Burke, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies. Continued mild highs will climb into the upper 50s. Cloudy showers likely this evening, overnight lows dropping into the lower 40s. Generally cloudy, a few showers, and appeared to some rain possible developing later in the afternoon on Thursday, highs into the middle 50s. Showers likely, breezy weather, middle 50s on Friday. Looks sunny and colder, middle 40s for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Sunny skies, 56 degrees.
When's the best time to listen?
I listen morning, noon, and night constantly.
The correct answer is anytime. WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Oh.
We're back. We're here with TJ McCormick on Brand Talk 1460 on your AM dial. This is WVOX. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're about to talk about the loser of the week and the thing that we should be looking for in tonight's debate.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
It's,
and, all right.
And I hope it's issues, for the love of goodness.
We're talking about brands, but anyway,
you know what? And by the way, I'd be totally remiss for not providing this for the show. To wrap up, put a neat bow on the Jeremy Lin thing. You know, there's an article today in the paper, and it's been for a couple of days. People realize, you know, he is taking all comers. All these people are looking to have this guy hawk their products. He is being hit left and right with opportunities, and he has still not taken one. This kid is being very discerning. He's not jumping on the first luxury watch or the first sneaker. He is being very discerning and making sure that he looks after his own personal brand. He's a man of faith. And a lot of other things, a man of intelligence. He's not going to just jump on the next train. He has confidence in himself, looking forward to take his time. So just an interesting thing about that brand winner.
Yes, that's TJ McCormick here on WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. So you want to talk about the Republican primary tonight and what you're going to be looking for. I'm going to tell you what you should be looking for from a marketing and branding perspective. But if you want to give us a call at 914-636-0110, we want to get you involved in this discussion. 914-636-0110, or you can email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. So before I get into my loser, I want to, before I get into what I think Romney has to do, and the other day when we were out for lunch, we talked a little bit about this. But this is what I would be very interested in seeing tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Who is going to be wearing ashes tonight?
You are a creepy, creepy man.
Why?
Because you read my mind. I feel like I'm sitting with and I'm not kidding. I am sitting here. And all morning, because since I got a fresh thumbful this morning at Mass. Mm-hmm. And it's like the priest licked his thumb an extra time before he went into the ashes. I walked around looking. And I'm thinking to myself, Mr. Santorum, Mr. Satan, Mr., you know, Catholic ideology. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I'm talking about my ashes. John, that's brilliant insight. I am just as curious as you, and I think it's brilliant that you're putting that out there.
Okay, now this is what I would do.
Because Joe Biden wears it like a he gets an extra smudge. I think Joe Biden goes into the ashtray before he walks into the event.
Right.
He's a show off.
Well, I'm also gonna give you the inside talk on ashes and why you got to be careful with that and the whole thing about practicing Catholic.
Sure.
Because as some of you may or may not know, I was in the business. Yeah. I was a Franciscan brother for 5 years.
Right.
So that I know a little bit
what
about this.
Fascinating.
Okay.
No, I'm saying you bring in such a unique perspective to this.
So, and I have a lot of priest friends.
Right.
And so it gets very tricky.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're talking here with TJ McCormick and John Tantillo on Brand Talk 1460 on your AM dial. And if you'd like to weigh in on this, 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And will Newt or Santorum be wearing ashes?
Because is Newt a Catholic?
Yes, he is.
Okay, he didn't even.
Okay, he converted. And this is what I would say I would do from a purely branding perspective, not from a political perspective, from a branding perspective.
Right.
If I was Newt Gingrich,
right.
I would wear the ashes.
If you were Santorum,
I would not wear the ashes.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Gotcha.
And when some genius asks them that,
right.
It's my, I don't wear my faith on my forehead.
Yeah.
I don't mind anybody else doing it. I express my faith in any way I want.
Yes.
So from a branding perspective,
yeah.
Now, from Newt's perspective,
yeah.
Since he is a converted
yeah.
Catholic, you give him, you would give him a little
and
bit
a
more.
A fallen man, yeah.
Right. You would give him a little bit more, you
in,
know.
In keeping with yes. the Santorum line of verbiage these days, may I play Satan's advocate?
Go ahead.
And ask you, the good Dr. John Tantillo,
yes.
would people not see right through that? If Santorum, who is out there speaking, he's just this side of being a priest. He comes across as very, I like his Catholicism. Are people not going to say, oh, so you're talking Satan. We're hearing all this stuff. Well, you're talking the president and his theology, and you're all Mr. Ka- so you're not wearing your ashes tonight, Rick. Nice to be politically expedient. Just devil's advocate.
I think you're onto something, but I think we use Las Vegas terms. I think it's a push. I think I think
gotcha.
As long as he
it weighs
basically
in his favor.
Says,
yeah.
I choose, it's my choice
yeah.
with me and my yeah. God not yeah. to have to do that, you know, and it's mm-hmm. my choice not to do that. I think
you know what I would do
I
if I was him?
I think it's fine. Yeah.
If I was him, and this sounds very funny, and it sounds even maybe more expedient or put on, but maybe I would, and it sounds silly, but literally, maybe I would lighten them up a little bit. Maybe I would not have them as prominent on my forehead. Maybe I would give them a little
right.
dusting with a brush
right, right.
to lighten the blow.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Because,
yes.
again, Joe
yeah.
Biden loves to be that lace curtain Irish Catholic
okay.
and, you know, and he'll wear the bit. But fascinating point on your
yeah.
part. That is brilliant.
Well, thank you. To be honest about it, we were having a discussion before we went on,
mm-hmm.
and somebody had brought that up, and I said, do you mind if I
mm-hmm.
use that? Because
mm-hmm.
I think he said, no, very
yeah.
definitely use it, and I think it's, mm-hmm. it's onto something. But let me give you some inside of what my priest friend, the
yeah.
problems that my priest friends have with Catholics
mm-hmm.
that say that they are practicing Catholics,
right?
But they're not practicing.
People wear
Catholic.
It on their sleeve.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And they mm-hmm. don't like that.
And are these diocesan priests?
Are yes, these are diocesan
okay.
priests.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And they would be upset
mm-hmm.
if you, for example, wore ashes and were pro-choice. Politically.
Okay, gotcha.
So they would rather, they don't
mm-hmm.
mind you
right.
having that position,
right.
but don't say you are a practicing Catholic.
Interesting.
In their eyes, you're not a practicing Catholic because
right.
you're not adhering
right.
to the church.
Let me ask you this
go
real
ahead.
Quick.
Sure.
Does that, because it's been in the news for a week now, does that include, John, the idea of contraception? Are these guys,
yes.
wow.
Yes.
Because the conventional wisdom
yeah,
is out there
yes.
that even priests have capitulated in private.
Well,
they've capitulated to the whole notion
well,
of,
you
know.
See, it's a matter of being public about it. That's the thing.
Right.
That if you, people, a priest will give you,
yeah.
because they see it as something between your relationship between you and God.
Right.
But if you are saying you're on the side of the angels or
right.
on the side of the church
right.
and you're practicing something
yeah.
or you're promoting something
right.
that is contrary to the church,
mm-hmm.
that's
so in their mind. So in their mind, you bring up a Nancy Pelosi, they don't even want to hear about it.
I would say that causes them problems.
Yeah.
When they
gives
see
them
that,
pause.
It gives them pause.
Mm.
No matter who the politician is.
Sure.
So they would be happier
right.
if you were to say, I was raised Catholic, but I'm not a practicing Catholic.
Wow.
They have no problem with
really?
You going that route.
Yeah.
But for you to say, for you to interpret
right.
that you are a practicing
yeah.
Catholic
yeah.
when in fact you're really not,
and that
by
means
their definition.
They have an absolute litmus test, these guys.
Yes.
Okay, so in other words, you can be at church, you can do the sacraments, you can go to confession,
yeah.
but if you are actively proactive, pro-choice, you are not, church, everything else notwithstanding, you're not a practicing Catholic.
914-636-0110. This is T.J. McCormick, John Tantillo, Brand Talk.
Come on, Catholics.
Talking about brands, and we're talking about what we should be looking for today's tonight's debate on CNN, the Republican debate. And I'm saying who's going to be wearing the ashes and who will not be wearing the ashes, and what should they be doing? And I guess if I was Santorum, I would be, and this is what I would do, the Santorum brand, I think he's got to get back to looking at the financial and economic issues of the country. And I think Newt Gingrich is the intellectual brand, and why a logical, rational approach that's different from the big justice, American justice, or social justice approach to government is the right way to go.
Right.
And what Romney has to do is basically say, yeah, I might, in fact, not be the most exciting, but I'm the most competent. Not in those words,
right?
But basically say, this is who I am.
You know what?
This is what my...
I say in those words. We need a plain spoken moment from one of these candidates. You know, who has made... These guys who have had these moments of incredible traction, these moments of explosion like Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, you know what propelled Newt to that... to that great run in the South that he had? And you know what has propelled to me that the launching point where he lit the fuse for his own rocket for Santorum was that moment when he said a couple of weeks ago, look, can we just stipulate that Romney's rich and that Newt is using the influence that he's gained over the years? Okay, can we just stipulate that he's rich, he's used his influence, now let's move on to the issues. That was Santorum's moment where he... he turned that leaf and turned that key on that ignition. Those were plain spoken moments. If Mitt Romney today said, look, I am not the most exciting guy, I want Mitt Romney to acknowledge the fact that he looks the part. I want Mitt Romney to say what everybody says. Say, look, I know everybody. I know I am the oil painting. You can already see my oil painting on the wall. You can see it. Let me put my hand in my pocket. I would, if I was Mitt Romney, I would go to the side of the podium, put my hand in my pocket and lean and say, everybody, this will be my oil painting after my term. And strike a pose, and he'll get a huge laugh. He'll say, because I look, he goes, the next movie, I've already received casting calls from Steven Spielberg. They all want me to play the president. Folks, let's get past that stuff. I am not exciting.
Yes.
And yes, I know I'm too pretty. Another laugh line. This would be great laugh line. But it would be honest.
Yes.
So yes, John, I would actually love those words.
Yes. Well, by the way, tell me how you really feel.
You should have heard the good doctor at the restaurant the other day. There were people in the next restaurant who could hear him.
TJ,
you were getting emphatic the other day.
TJ McCormick. Well, TJ McCormick is with me today on Brand Talk, WVOX 1460 on the AM dial. Why don't you give us a call? Why don't you get involved in this wonderful discussion that we're having? 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. What does Mitt have to do? What does Santorum have to do? What does Newt Gingrich have to do to cement their brands in the minds and hearts of Republican voters or primary voters?
Right.
914-636-0110 at Doc at BrandTalkRadio.com. I mean, you know, that's exactly my point in this post that I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say it any better than the way you said it. And I look, when it comes to brands, to thy own brand be true.
Yes.
You can't be something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think you're right. I think it would be kind of cool for Romney to say, hey, look, I'm a little bit of a geek. Yeah. I'm a little bit not comfortable doing these things.
He
and
needs
playing.
To say, hey, I'm a Mormon. I don't drink. I don't smoke. He offered me a can of Coke before that. I had to say no. I don't drink caffeine. Guys, I'm boring.
No,
but you know what? You know what I'm not boring about is my passion to be the president of the United. My passion. You know where I'm exciting? Get me talking about this country. Get me talking about creating jobs and putting that guy back to work and that guy back to work and getting that guy a raise and that lady and getting this family back in a house. That's what I'm passionate about. You want exciting? Go to the movies. You want passion? You know, go light a candle and hang out with your wife at the no-tell motel. That's where you get your passion. Okay. That's where you get your craziness. You want to talk to me about exciting stuff? I'm the wrong guy. You want to get me excited? Ask me about America. There you go. He would go to 50% and he would finally knock it out of the park.
Yeah. Well, that's TJ McCormick. Sundays from 9 o'clock till
9 till 10 Eastern.
9 to 10
just
Eastern.
An hour. Nice and easy.
LATalkRadio.com.
And hey, listen, we have our listeners. By the way, we have our brand talkers who are listening.
Oh yes,
we have our Curtis Marsh is out there. Mark Milosevic is out there. I believe Cynthia Green is listening right now. John Harris, they're all there. Matter of fact, Curtis is watching on the TV feed.
Oh my God!
He said
Curtis.
Something about the back of my head, so I'm trying to make up for it.
well, you can turn it around here so he can see you. That's what you want.
Keep him wanting more. Always leaving.
Always wanting more. Well, what can I tell you? So tonight, now you have a little bit of the inside track in terms of what I am going to be looking for, and now what I hope you'll be looking for. Maybe next week we can analyze it that way. And
we can all just send each other notes to remind ourselves that Ron Paul is actually still in this race.
Yes. But now you know what, TJ?
Yes.
It's time for that perennial crowd favorite. Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That? Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that Hedy Lamarr was one of the legendary beauties of Hollywood's golden age? MGM's dazzling star who was responsible for Samson and Delilah, the highest-grossing movie of 1949 and decades of hits. But there were brains behind the beauty. You see, Hedy Lamarr had an interesting history before she reached the silver screen. Her first husband, Frederick Mandel, was a European arms manufacturer. Hedy was his arm candy. He forced her to accompany him to his every meeting. Eventually, she ran away to America, but what Mandel didn't realize was that Lamarr was listening and learning about the science of weapons, aided by her brilliant mathematical mind. On the eve of World War II, determined to help the Allies defeat the Germans, Lamarr and a composer friend had a revelation. Discussing the problems of how the enemy could jam radio control torpedoes, they developed a sophisticated system to solve it that used the mechanics of the player piano. Unfortunately, the U.S. military dismissed their idea. Lamarr was just a starlet after all. What could she possibly know? As it turned out, plenty. By 1962, the military had recognized Lamar's smarts. Her idea was called frequency hopping. And it is a critical part of everything from cell phones to intercontinental missiles to your computer's wireless network. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We're back.
Wow.
And how do you like that?
I tell you what, it's a good thing you're Catholic, because being a ham like that, you could never be a kosher Jew.
Oh, my God. What am I supposed to say after
that? Is that great?
That is
such a great piece that you do every week.
Well, thank you. We're trying to get some traction on it. And
that's
we're getting
great.
And you know what it's based on? It's Johnny Carson's Did You Know That?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
By the way, that is wild stuff.
You never were on the Tonight Show.
No. You know what? I was never a... you have to be... that's a tight six is what they call it. That's 6 minutes. And I was never really much of a 6-minute comic. You know, I was not a set him up, knock him down, a punchline guy. I told stories. I was what they call chunky. I did chunks of material. And most bits that I did, 6 minutes, I was just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
So I never really pursued it. But no, I never did do the Tonight Show.
Yeah. That's TJ McCormick. You hear him on LA Talk Radio. You see him on Fox Business. You see him on Fox News Channel, Fox and Friends.
Hannity,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's what are you? You're on the All American Vishnikis.
The All American Vishnikis. Yes. Which is actually a lovely delicacy they serve in Russia.
Right.
They're
right.
Vishnikis. Yes. I was on Hannity's Great American Panel last Monday, and I'll be on again in May. So
well,
yeah,
that's terrific. We'll be watching for you. But you know what? After we do this. Did you know that?
Yes.
What we do is I do my Monday morning or my Wednesday afternoon quarterbacking.
Yes, go right
and
ahead.
Basically say that this story tells us a lot about innovation, mm-hmm. and that inventors are not made, not born, mm-hmm. and that Hedy Lamarr made her discovery because she saw a need and wanted to find a way to meet that need. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's what marketing is all about. And that's what the
say it again. What is say it again, because people might have missed that.
It's all about meeting needs.
There you go.
And what if I could get back to what the candidates have to do tonight, mm-hmm. or what Romney has to do tonight,
right.
is he can pay a compliment to Santorum by saying, you know, Santorum was what? Right.
Mm-hmm.
The president did not listen.
Right.
And what I want to do is I want to listen to you.
Right.
And that's why we will win. And that's why we will take back the White House. And that's why
I want to serve
your
needs.
I want to serve your needs. Now, remember, mm-hmm. our president, before he was president, used the marketing concept. That's how he got elected.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
once he got into the White House, he said, I have the power.
Yeah.
I am going to do what I want to do.
Elections have consequences.
I won.
And it was all over.
That's right. And as a result of not following, so there was a power struggle in the White House between the marketers and the politicians.
Right.
And the politicians, because they're politicians, won.
Yes.
Because they knew how to fight.
And who knows? And now will it be a change of will they be handing the keys over to a new administration? And will the marketers be sitting there saying, well, we told you so?
Well.
And also because, too, those politicians that won, they're not the same politicians of yesteryear. These are not the same political animals. These are not the same people who inhabited Washington, D.C. 20, 30 years ago. These people who were consummate politicians. And dare I say, even... The you know, in my book, the awful Bill Clinton was an amazing politician. Right. The man made deals.
But look at Clinton. I mean, Clinton was also a great marketer. I mean, when
absolutely.
Things, I mean, he knew when he was going to lose.
Sure.
What he did is he brought in people that were not going to yes him.
Right.
That were going to stir things up. And that is the secret, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it got you to the dance, Mr. President.
Yes.
You shouldn't turn your back.
Yep. And it provided him this afterlife in which he has become a millionaire tens and tens times over.
Right.
He is looked at as the diplomat, the statesman of the world.
Right.
He parlayed all of that into this unbelievable, arguably has to be the most profitable and highest profile post-presidency in the history, you know, only to potentially be eclipsed by, I think, Barack Obama once he's out, hopefully next year.
yes.
But anyway, Bill Clinton, you're right. You are absolutely, he marketed and marketed and he stuck to his brand. That aw shucks Southern diplomat, you know.
But, you know, I have not met President Clinton. And someday I would love to meet this man.
Yeah.
Because I hear that when you're in his presence,
yes.
you are the most important person the room.
I believe it.
And those people who said I could never vote for this guy,
right.
after being with him, he just is such a charming fellow.
Mm.
I mean, look, our president is that. I mean, Barack Obama is that way, too. I mean, he's a very, very charming guy. And you're talking, by the way, you're listening to T.J. McCormick. The host of Brand Talk Radio, not Brand Talk, LA Talk Radio, heard Sunday nights, and you see him on Fox Business and Fox News and on Fox and Friends, everything and all things Fox.
Yes.
And this is John Tantillo, VOX, Brand Talk. Love to hear from you in terms of political brands. What do you think has to happen tonight for the three of them? That are going to be on the stage. Actually, the four of them. We can't forget Ron Paul.
Again, you see, there you go. Isn't that funny? We have to remind ourselves that Paul is in.
Right.
And, you know,
and maybe Judge Napolitano might be the vice president.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
Wouldn't that be great?
There's another thing, too. It's like, you know, that's the other, going to be the other fascinating notion is who, you know, everybody right now, they want the young man from Florida. Everybody wants Rubio.
Right.
Rubio is the...
Oh.
Odds-on favorite to be anybody's Veep, because he brings with it a huge state and, you know, potentially a potential good portion of the Latino vote, which is a huge, huge block.
914-636-0110, doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. You're listening to TJ McCormick, John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk. We'd love to hear from you. 914-636-0110. We're talking about all things brand, and we're talking about Jeremy Lin. We're talking about what's going to happen tonight on the radio. I should say on CNN and the Republican debate. So anyway.
It's going to be fascinating.
And it is going to be fascinating. But in these last few minutes, I always have, you know, I always have these additional talking points I never get to because the time flies and you're having fun. But I had mentioned this to you. I haven't mentioned it to you. I mentioned it to my listeners last week. Have you seen this new show, The Voice?
I have not.
You should watch it.
Really?
I mean, it really is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really getting into it.
Oh,
and, you know, the concept is you have these... and I always do this at the end, and I really should give it my I should give it its due.
Yeah.
They have these four music icons.
Right.
That
yeah, that much I know. Christina Aguilera.
And what you do is these people have a chance
right.
of getting coached by them.
Right.
So, and
why don't we make it a point to talk about that next week?
I think we should make
a point.
At the top of the show.
Why not?
Well... TJ, thank you.
Agamani.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial, 3 to 4. Remember, it's always easier to keep your brand in mind. See you next week. Thanks, TJ.
Now go brand yourself.
Making the time fly by at work.
Makes the day just fly by.
AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle. And